Public advocate and mayoral hopeful Bill de Blasio called on Mike Bloomberg to stop bullying, to stop fear-mongering about the Community Safety Act, the bill which bans racial profiling. He says the nation has just witnessed in Florida the dangers posed by racial profiling.
People are so angry over the Trayvon Martin verdict because here's the reality. A 17-year-old young man walking home with nothing more than an iced tea and a packet of Skittles, gunned down. An unarmed young man gunned down, and then there's no consequence. There's no consequence at all. That's why people are so angry. That's why they're demanding action. That's why the Justice Department needs to go in and needs to bring a civil case in Florida. That's also why we need a racial profiling ban here. You can't have these kind of assaults to justice happen time and time again with no consequence. You can't have injustice happening in this city and a remedy that we have available to us gets shot down by a political process that's not serving people. It all goes together, and it's time for a real change because people won't accept these affronts to justice over and over.
Councilmember Melissa Mark Viverito says racial profiling has no place within our city, within our society. She says racial profiling can take on different forms.
Whether it be through laws like Stand Your Ground that protect people that profile, whether it's practices within a police department that target specific groups of people. And so what we have to do is stand up and say that that is unacceptable. And that is why passing the Community Safety Act and the Racial Profiling Bill in specific is really, really important. We are being looked at as a city by a federal case. We're waiting to hear the results of that case. There's discussions of possibly the DOJ intervening with regards to practices here in New York City. This bill is incredibly historic and it's incredibly important. And so as such, we stand strong to call out any injustice that has occurred. And I believe what has happened in Florida is an injustice. I do hope the Department of Justice does intervene. And that we stand strong as city council members and as a city council to ensure that we override the mayor's veto.
The Community Safety Act bill calls for an end to racial profiling and makes it easier for citizens to file intentional discrimination claims if they feel they've been racially profiled by the NYPD. The mayor says this will worry cops and interfere with how they do their jobs. Commissioner Kelly says all this will do is line the pockets of attorneys. But Assemblyman Luis Sepulveda says this is not how the bill would work.
I'm a practicing attorney, and I've been one for 23 years. And the mayor's contention that this is going to overwhelm the courts with frivolous lawsuit is disingenuous at best. The reality is that we as practicing attorneys, we have to abide by certain court rules. If we bring frivolous lawsuits, we stand the possibility of getting sanctioned. Our clients stand the possibility of getting sanctions. Now, the bill will have certain requirements that you need in order to commence a lawsuit. And you have to follow those requirements. If not, you're going to see a lot of attorneys that are going to get penalized, they're going to get sanctioned, they're going to get sanctioned time and again. And trust me, attorneys do not like to get sanctioned. So that whole argument about bombarding the court system is frivolous at best.
But didn't this right to bring a lawsuit against the NYPD exist before? Councilmember Andy King.
The bottom line is with NYPD, there have always been lawsuits against NYPD for one reason or another. The way as Assemblyman has broken it down, unless you meet certain requirements, you won't even get past step one. So, and that's when I talked about educating people correctly on what the bill is all about. Don't create another scenario. If we tell you that it's a sunny day in the paperwork, don't tell us it's raining outside. And that's what the mayor's been telling people. It's raining when it's sunny outside. And that's it's unfair to the people of New York. In addition to that, I've spoken to a number of police officers who are happy that we've passed this bill because they're tired of what they're being expected to do when they're out there in the streets, especially in communities of color. So don't be fooled that every officer out there is like, oh, something just went wrong. A lot of them appreciate what they, because they've been put under pressure to do something they know that's wrong morally.
If we had enough legal relief, we wouldn't have a policy now for years and years and years that overwhelmingly stopped innocent people. Anytime people says, oh, there's enough oversight of the NYPD, or there's enough legal avenues, then why have they all failed? That's why we need an Inspector General bill. That's why we need a racial profiling bill.
Archbishop Russell James, standing with lawmakers at City Hall, says the verdict in the Trayvon Martin case sends a clear message to the rest of America that in the state of Florida, we are guilty when walking free.
It is my prayer that in this great state, that we don't become the state of Florida in our practices and in our principles. I believe that the people of this great city should be able to walk free with liberty and represent this city. This is a melting pot of people. You have people from all over this globe that are residing here in the state of New York. And they should have liberty to move about freely.
And the rhetoric continues against the Community Safety Act by the Bloomberg administration and by the PBA, which sent out 90,000 mailers to constituents of three council members who voted for the profiling bill, calling them pro-crime and accusing them of having voted against public safety. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.